We walked past the fish market, the wig shop, and everything sports before I realized that I had to make one quick stop, Mr. Charles's store. Luckily, it sits right in the middle of everything. At least it seems like it does. Like I can always get to it no matter where I am in the city. I think maybe that was Mr. Charles's plan. He's smart like that, and I can see it even if his family don't. He's the smartest person with a store in the whole city, and maybe even the world. That's what I think. When we got there, I told Ma and Aunt Sophie and King to give me a second. Just need to get something, I explained. I pushed the door open, and there Mr. Charles was, standing behind the counter, as usual, staring at his television.
Castle, how are you, my friend? Mr. Charles said, holding his hand out. What's with the getup?
This is my track uniform, the Defenders, I explained, pointing to the gold word printed across my chest.
Who?
Mr. Charles leaned in so he could hear me. The Defenders, I said louder. The track team I told you about? Today's my first race, and I just wanted you to see me. There was no way I could hide the excitement in my voice.
Ah!
Mr. Charles flashed a huge smile. He grabbed a bag of sunflower seeds off the wall.
Then take these for good luck. Pretend they're power pills, he said,
which I thought was funny because for me, they kinda were, at least in my head. Thanks, Mr. Charles. I'll tell you how it goes, I said, reaching out for his hand.
Yes, yes, please do, son, he practically shouted, squeezing my hand. Now get out of here. You can't be great if you're late.
After 4 or 5 more minutes, my mother, my aunt, and my cousin and me came up on the park. I was used to seeing it sprinkled with only a few parents, mainly Lou's mom and a few others, and us, the runners on the track. But on race day, there were people everywhere. From the street, you could hear the buzz of the crowd and the sounds of whistles, and you could see snack vendors and all the different colored jerseys as coaches had their teams stretching and warming up. Once we got closer, I found my squad, that electric blue standing out.
Ghost!
A voice came from behind me. It was Sonny.
Sonny, what's up, man?
We dat. This is my mom and my aunt and my cousin King. Sonny shook everybody's hand, then told me to come get stretched and warmed up. My family lined up along the fence with who I guessed were the parents of the rest of my teammates. I saw Sonny's father, Mr. Lancaster, still dressed up in a suit, but with sunglasses on. Patty's white mother, holding her little sister, Maddie, up on her shoulders. Lou's mom was there holding pom-poms, of course, and next to her was a man who looked just like Goose, the flashy dope man who hangs out at the basketball court. But it wasn't. At least I didn't think it was. Couldn't have been. When Sonny and I got to where the rest of the team was, everyone was sitting down with their legs out in front of them, holding the tips of their feet and pulling. It hurts like crazy, but Coach said it was good for us. The team looked at me as I sat down. They all noticed the uniform and the silver bullets. I was dressed. I was a defender. I was ready.